वाहिगुरु जी का खालसा, वाहिगुरु जी की फतेह। हेलो फ्रेंड्स, वेलकम टू सिख हिस्ट्री साखी पॉडकास्ट। आई एम हरप्रीत कौर, योर होस्ट। इन टुडेज एपिसोड वी विल डिस्कस द मीनिंग ऑफ 24th पौड़ी ऑफ जपजी साहिब। टिल 23rd पौड़ी वी हैव बीन डिस्कसिंग द मीनिंग ऑफ हुकम and how to accept Almighty's hukam, then the time of creation of universe, the vastness of universe, and more. Now, in this pauri, Guru Nanak ji further elaborates the glory of the Supreme Being from many perspectives and discusses the unlimited authority of the Creator, as well as the Almighty's creation. So, let's dive in. Now, dear friends, as humans, we are always curious about what comes next. We wonder how big the universe is and where it ends. We are never satisfied with just knowing a little. We always want to know more. I am always curious too. This curiosity extends to our lives too. We are constantly striving for things like wealth, fame, and stability, as if reaching some ultimate endpoint. Moreover, even when it comes to understanding God, we are eager to unravel the mysteries of God's essence and virtues, to know the infinite and what lies beyond. However, in this body, Guru Nanak Dev Ji talks about the endlessness and what it looks like. Before moving further, friends, you will notice that throughout this pauri, Guru Sahib has repeatedly used the term Ant Na, where Ant means end and Na is the opposite of Ant, indicating endlessness. Now, moving towards the pauri. अंत न सिफती कहन न अंत, अंत न करने देन न अंत, अंत न वेखन सुनन न अंत, अंत न जापे क्या मन मंत। Meaning, as discussed earlier, अंत refers to the end. Na, which means no or none. Therefore, this is together interpreted as without end or countless. So, Guru Nanak Ji here says that the praises of Almighty are limitless, as are the people who say them. The actions of Almighty are infinite, as are the gifts of Almighty. Now, as a human being, we have our limits to the range to which we can see or hear. However, Guru Nanak Ji says that Almighty sees everything. His vision is infinite and so is his hearing. Let's take the example of sun. We, as humans, cannot even look at the sun with the naked eye, whereas Almighty knows of our pains, heartaches, and everything present on this earth, even the whole universe, which again is endless, as we discussed in earlier bodies. Lastly, Guruji says, Ant na jape kya man mant, which means, who knows, what goes on in Almighty's man, that is mind. No one knows the future and it cannot be perceived. Moving further with the body. Ant na japye kita akar. Ant na japye paravar. Ant karan ke te bililahe. Ta ke ant na paaye jahe. Meaning, here Guru Nanak ji says that many seekers have tried to find the extent of Almighty's limits since forever, but they cannot be perceived. It is impossible to determine the limits of this created universe. However, one should make an effort to recognize what Almighty has already given you, as God is abundantly generous. His grace overflows everywhere. And stop wasting time to find the infinite divine. As mentioned in Sri Guru Granth Sahib Ji on Ang 25. Tu daryao dana veena, main machli kaise ant laha. Meaning, you are the river, all-knowing and all-seeing, my dear Almighty, whereas I am just a small fish. How can I ever find your limit? Now, moving back to the body. एहो अंत ना जाने कोई, बहुता कहिए बहुता होए, वड्डा साहिब ऊंचा थाओ, ऊंचे ऊपर ऊंचा नाओ. Meaning, here Guru Nanak ji starts by saying, no one knows his ends, and the further one explores, the greater it becomes to be explored. Now, to simplify, friends, imagine a huge ocean. We may believe we are aware of its depths at first. However, as we go farther and discover more, we come to understand the enormity, the vastness of the ocean. And that still there is so much that is unknown. As such, Guru Nanak ji similarly encourages us to accept the infinite character of the Almighty and that it cannot be defined. Then, Guru Sahib goes on to say that the Almighty is highest of all. And above all is Almighty's name or Naam. It is only through the power of Naam that we can become closer to Almighty. Now, moving to the last part of the body. Evad ucha hove koi, tis uche ko jaane soe. जेवड आप जाने आप नानक नदरी कर्मी दात. Meaning, Guru Nanak ji explains to us that the only way to know God is to become as great as He is. But that is not possible. Then, Guruji concludes by saying that only God Himself is aware of His greatness, and it is only through His grace or nadar that one can reach there through Naam. My dear friends, through 24th Pauri, Guru Nanak Dev Ji teaches us that instead of trying to define infinity of the divine, we should try to come under His grace through recitation of Naam and good actions. We, as human beings, are incapable to comprehend His greatness, but He has given us the bridge of Naam to reach Him, to know Him. I hope this brings some value to you and your family. Thank you.